It is Chelsea Ladies against Manchester City Women in the Women's Super League on 5 Live Sports Extra. The teams are waiting in the tunnel to come out, so it's time for me to hand over to your commentary team. It's the Bristol Academy goalkeeper, Mary Earps, alongside Ben Croucher.
Zara, thank you very much. It's been windy, it's been wet. It could well be wild this evening, but most importantly, it's on. Chelsea versus Manchester City in the Women's Super League One. The league has this down as a mid-table clash. On this occasion, we suspect the table does lie. Two Goliaths of the domestic game with Wheatsheaf Park in Staines, their battleground. Now it is Chelsea coming forward with Ji-Seo-Yoon. Lovely little reverse ball. Stokes is onside across the 6-yard box and a toe end on the ball from Bronze just stops Ennio Luco having a gilt-edged chance on the edge of the 6-yard box. Lovely ball from Daphne Korbosh. Tony Duggan in for Manchester City. She shoots. She scores. Lovely counter-attack from Manchester City. The jig of delight from Tony Duggan. She scored now in 5 consecutive games for Manchester City. And with 12 minutes on the clock, it's Chelsea 0, Manchester City 1.
It was a great ball, but a great finish from Tony Duggan to put it in the top right-hand corner from that sort of angle. It's fantastic. It's very clinical.
Now Blundell for Chelsea. Edge of the penalty area with Aluko. Aluko for Chelsea. She strikes. She scores. What a response from Chelsea at the start of this second half. Ennio Luco with a wonderful finish from the edge of the box. And Chelsea are level. Chelsea 1, Manchester City 1.
Yeah, great finish. Quick feet to open up a little bit of space. And then she just took the shot nice and early.
It's Manchester City coming forward now with Korbosh, left-footed ball in towards the centre. It's beaten almost everybody. And it's saved in the end by Lindahl as the ball just skidded across the 6-yard box and pushed away for a corner. Back out towards Davison once more. Onside, curls one into the centre. Luco's there from 5 yards out and heads it over the bar.
Yeah, free header from Ferreni there at the front post. Surprising that she managed to get away from her marker, and but even more surprising that she wasn't able to keep it down and on target from that sort of range.
Just had the attendance announced to us. A record-breaking crowd of 1,857. Now Horton breaking forward from the centre of defence. Christensen on the edge of the penalty area. Goes down after being tugged by Claire Rafferty, and City have a free kick in a dangerous position.
Yeah, I think that's a poor free kick to give away. Izzy Christensen wasn't really going anywhere. She was stretching for the ball and had no Man City support. So it was late and unnecessary from Rafferty.
Horton will strike it. It takes a deflection. It's in! It's the captain's goal from Steph Horton to give Manchester City the lead, and just look how much it means. All players, jack to 10 of them, run over to the coach and celebrate in style. Chelsea behind once more. Chelsea 1, Manchester City 2.
Yeah, I think Chelsea will be really disappointed with that. You know, they've been the better side in the second half. City by far the best side in the first half, and given away an unnecessary foul on the edge of the box, which is... obviously, that's the thing about set pieces. They're a great opportunity to score. Deflection and in.
Claire Rafferty, who is the guilty party in giving away the free kick. It was hit by Horton. It's come off Rafferty and completely wrong-footed Lindahl in the Chelsea goal. And you'd almost have to say that's a Rafferty own goal. And now City coming forward once more. Paris into the box for Manchester City. She hits it. Wonderful save at the near post. Lindahl had to be at her absolute best to keep it out. Nikita Paris with a strong right foot. And Lindahl sprawling away low to her right just tips it round the post. And now the full-time whistle goes. Chelsea have lost in the Women's Super League at home for the first time since 2013, and it's Manchester City, the side, who have inflicted that defeat upon them. Goals on 12 minutes from Tony Duggan and an unfortunate own goal from Claire Rafferty just 4 minutes from time, sealing the deal for City. Ennio Luco equalised 2 minutes into the second half, but it wasn't enough as Manchester City recover their season and they heading towards the top of the table. But Chelsea's momentum is starting to stutter, Mary.
Chelsea was slightly better when they came out in the second half, but overall, like, I don't think it was a great Chelsea performance. I think City were the better side and they definitely created more chances, more crosses and more shots on target, or just more shots in general. I don't think Chelsea can have too many complaints. City with the stronger side.
Back to the drawing board then for Chelsea. Their early season unbeaten momentum has come unceremoniously to a halt. 2 straight defeats in the Women's Super League, but Manchester City Women go marching on. The full-time score here at Wheatsheaf Park is Chelsea Ladies 1, Manchester City Women 2.